感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
主给我们有这样美好的机会。
The Lord has given us such a wonderful opportunity.
能够聚集在一起。
That we may gather together.
我们知道主再来的日子很近了。
We know the day of the Lord's return draws nigh.
马太福音第二十四章里头，主耶稣讲：“民打民，国打国。”
And this is what the Lord says very clearly in Matthew chapter 24, that the people will rise up against people, nation against nations, and there will be famine and pestilence throughout the land. And this is only the beginning of the birth pangs.
大家可能都听见了，在我们国内现在聚会，机会就不大有的。
As brothers and sisters may well be aware of, that those who are gathering in China have seldom this opportunity in these times.
在主日的时候，大家都是用微信来聚会。
When they gather on Sundays, they do gather at a great risk.
这是受到灾难的影响。
And this is because of the impact of these pestilence.
我们知道这个灾难主耶稣来之前灾难是越来越频繁了。
We know that these tribulations, these birth pangs will grow greater and greater, stronger and stronger before our Lord returns.
今天主赐给我们有这样的机会相聚，实在很不容易，很感谢主。
And it is not easy and very blessed for us to be able to gather in this way before the Lord today.
今天我们想跟弟兄姊妹一起交通圣灵的浸。
This morning, I'd like to share with brothers and sisters concerning the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
大家都知道，施洗约翰是至高神的先知。
We know that John the Baptist, he is the forerunner of the Most High God.
他是行在主的前面。
And he is the one who went before the Lord.
做主的先锋
and he is the trailblazer, that forerunner for the Lord.
为主预备道路
and it is for the Lord to prepare the way for the Lord.
施洗约翰从母腹里头就被圣灵充满
Even in the mother's womb, John the Baptist was filled by the Spirit.
因此在他里面有很透亮很清楚的亮光。
Therefore, in John the Baptist, there was a very clear and evident light.
他这个属灵的亮光实在看得非常透明。
And this illumination allowed for him to have a very clear vision.
当他一见到主耶稣的时候
So when he saw the Lord Jesus,
就认识这位主耶稣是人类的救主。
Immediately, he knew that this Lord Jesus was the Savior of all men.
是非常伟大。
And it is wonderful and great.
因此，他对主耶稣的大使命呢，做了连见的大的见证。
Therefore, concerning the great commission of our Lord, John the Baptist bore this two great testimony.
第一个见证就是见证耶稣是一个救赎人类的羔羊。
The first testimony which John the Baptist bore of the Lord Jesus was that, Behold, he is the Lamb of God who saves the people from their sins.
因此他一见到耶稣就大叫起来。
And so when he saw Jesus, he cried out loud.
看啊，神的羔羊。
Behold, the Lamb of God.
除去世人罪孽的。
Who saves the sins of this world.
这是他第一个见证。
That is his first testimony.
第二个对主耶稣的见证。
The second testimony which he bore.
就是见证耶稣基督是要用圣灵给人施浸。
He bore the testimony that is the Lord Jesus who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.
我们知道第一个见证见证耶稣是神的羔羊。
We know that the first testimony which John the Baptist bore was that Jesus is the Lamb of God.
羔羊就是主耶稣救赎的工作。
And the Lamb of God is the salvation work of the Lord Jesus.
他借着羔羊的血把许多人从各州各方各民各国
It is by the precious blood of the Lamb that has purchased, redeemed people from all tongues and nations. And
it
is to deliver the people from their sin. To deliver them from the hand of Satan. That is the first testimony which he bore.
我们看第二个见证就是圣灵的浸.
Now the second testimony which John the Baptist bore was the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的浸是那些接受耶稣做救主重生得救以后.
Now the baptism of the Holy Spirit are those who accept the Lord Jesus as their Savior and they're reborn, they're born again, regenerated.
有了基督生命的人,
and those who now have the life of the Son of God.
借着圣灵的浸, 把他们的生命带到高峰.
It is through the baptism of the Holy Spirit to elevate their life to the pinnacle.
要把他所救赎的人带进国度里头.
So all those whom now has been redeemed will be brought into the kingdom.
来成全神
To perfect, complete that heart's desire of God for the creation of man.
那我们看司西约翰做的这两大见证。
So now when we look at these two great witnesses which John the Baptist bore,
神的羔羊那是坐在地上。
The first being that Jesus is the Lamb of God was done on earth.
血是倒在地上。
And that blood was poured out on earth.
在地上来拯救一批人。
It was while he walked on earth to save a group of the redeemed.
圣灵的工作是在天上。
Now the work of the Holy Spirit is above in heaven.
因此他做耶稣这两大见证, 一方面是在地上, 一方面是在天上。
Therefore, these two great testimonies which John the Baptist bore, on the one hand, they are both on earth and in heaven.
这两个见证是非常大的见证。
And these are wonderful, great witnesses which he bore.
是耶稣自己要完成的两件大事。
And this is the very work that the Lord Jesus himself will complete.
对于羔羊，神的羔羊，大家见证都交通的比较多。Now
I think perhaps for many of us, we have shared this testimony much more concerning Jesus as the Lamb of God. And the various gatherings throughout the world share much about Jesus being the Lamb of God. Relatively speaking, then, concerning this second testimony with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the fellowship is less.
是一个很大的题目。
Now the baptism of the Holy Spirit is a very big topic.
今天求主怜悯我们交通的圣灵的浸里面的一小部分。
Now by the mercy of God, perhaps today we can fellowship a small portion concerning this big topic of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵的浸, 在圣经里头给我们看见有七个地方讲到圣灵的浸。
Now in the scriptures, there are seven passages that speak about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
我们可以一起看圣经。
And we can all turn to the Bible together in these seven passages.
第一处圣经看马太福音第三章十一节。
The first passage is found in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 3 verse 11.
这里头 司西约翰在说,
Here, the John the Baptist says,
他说我愿水给你们施浸,
He says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance.
但有一位在我以后来的能力比我更大,
But he that cometh after me is mightier than I.
我就是给他提鞋也不怕,
Whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And with fire in the Gospel according to Mark chapter 1 verse 8.
司西约翰说,我是愿水给你们施浸。
Again, John the Baptist says, I indeed baptize you with water.
当主耶稣他是用圣灵给你们施浸。
But the Lord Jesus, he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
第三处圣经，我们看路加福音第三章。
The third passage is found in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 3.
十五节、十六节里头。
Verses 15 and 16.
也说到类似的话。
Again, it repeats similar words.
施洗约翰说，我是用水给你们施浸。
John answered, saying unto them, I indeed baptize you with water.
但有一位在我以后来的能力比我更大。
But one mightier than I cometh.
我就是给他提鞋也不配。
The latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose.
他要用圣灵与火给你们施浸。
And he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
约翰福音第一章第三十三节、三十四节。
In the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verses 33 and 34.
施洗约翰说，
John the Baptist says,
那差我来用水施浸的对我说，
And he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me,
圣灵降下来住在水的身上。谁就是用圣灵给你们施浸的。
Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Spirit.
我看见了，就说这是神的儿子。
And I, John the Baptist, saw and bore record that this is the Son of God.
这四福音里头都提到耶稣基督要用圣灵。
And these four recordings in the Gospels, it tells us that the Lord Jesus will baptize with the Holy Spirit.
第五处圣经在《使徒行传》第一章第四节、第五节里头告诉我们。
The fifth passage we can find in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 4 and 5.
这里头圣经里头说，当主耶稣跟门徒聚集的时候，吩咐他们说，你们不要离开耶路撒冷，要在哪里等候父所应许的。
There it records for us that the disciples, being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father.
这是我曾对你们说，约翰是用水施浸，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的浸。
Which said of Jesus unto them, Ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence.
第七处圣经给我们看见《使徒行传》十一章。
The next passage found in the Gospel, in the book of Acts, chapter 11.
第十五、十六节。
Verses 15 and 16.
里面彼得说，我一开口圣灵就降下来。
And this is Peter speaking, and as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them.
他们参加聚会的人都得到圣灵的充满。
As on us at the beginning, so those who were assembled together were filled of the Holy Spirit.
彼得就想起他所经历的。
Then Peter remembered what he has experienced.
他说，这跟我们所遇见的是一样的。
And he said the word of the Lord, how he said, this is also what happened and experienced by us.
他就想起，约翰是用水给他们施浸，但是主耶稣要用圣灵。
So then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, John shall baptize with water, but we shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
最后第七处的圣经,
the seventh final recording
是哥林多前书十二章十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13.
这里头告诉我们的,
In this passage it tells us,
不论是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的、自主的，都从一位圣灵受浸，成了一个身体， 因与一位圣灵。
For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit.
这圣经谈到主耶稣施浸，让圣灵施浸的是，这在七个地方。
These are the seven passages in the scriptures which we see the Lord speaking concerning about baptism of the Holy Spirit.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how thankful we are to thee.
你是给我们有这样的机会聚集在你面前来读你的话。
Thou hast given us this opportunity to gather together in thy presence to read thy word.
主啊，让你的话向我们解开。
And Lord, may thou open up thy word unto us.
主，你话语一解开就必发出亮光。
And the unfolding of thy word giveth light.
能使我们明白。
And giveth And to make wise the simple.
主啊，我们谢谢你，求你祝福你自己的话语。
Lord, we thank thee. May thou bless thy own word.
带领我们的交通。
Lead us in our fellowship.
听我们的祷告。
And please listen our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen.我们何等感谢主。
How thankful we are to the Lord.
主借着他的话语叫我们来认识他。
The Lord through his own word helps us to know him.
我们刚才读了七处圣经。
The seven passages which we read earlier
都谈到圣灵浸的问题。
All speak about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
我们可以把这七处的圣经分成三段来交通。
Now we can divide these seven passages into three sections as we share.
第一段就是四福音里头给我们看见的。
The first section being what is shown to us in the four Gospels.
只有主耶稣基督才用圣灵给人施浸。
That it is only the Lord Jesus himself who baptized with the Holy Spirit.
这是施洗约翰在那里宣告的。
And this is the proclamation of John the Baptist.
施洗约翰没有资格用圣灵给人施浸。
Now John the Baptist himself declared he is not qualified, not worthy to baptize with the Holy Spirit.
只有主耶稣基督才能够用圣灵
But it is only the Lord Jesus Christ himself who is able to baptize with the Holy Spirit.
第二段给我们看见使徒行传的两处圣经。
The second section which we can group together are the two passages in the book of Acts.
这两处圣经给我们看见这个施浸的一个经历。
In those two passages, we're able to see then the experience, the process of that baptism.
在刚才所读的《使徒行传》第一章跟十一章里头
These are the two passages we read in the book of Acts, chapter 1 and chapter 11.
哥林多前书第十二章告诉我们的
Now what is told to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
那是圣灵浸的一个后效果
And that is the very effect, the result of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
因此这七段七个地方的圣经我们先分作三方面来交通。
Therefore, in these seven passages we read, we'll divide them into three sections.
那今天呢我们先定都可能只能交通的第一部分。
Perhaps today, at most, we might be only able to share on the first section.
就是只有主耶稣基督才有资格有条件用圣灵给人施浸
That is our Lord Jesus himself who alone is worthy to baptize with the Holy Spirit
主耶稣有什么条件有什么资格用圣灵施浸呢
And now the question then is what qualifies our Lord to be worthy to baptize with the Holy Spirit
我们从圣经里头可以看见圣灵就在基督的身上一直在哪里工作。
We're able to see as we read that it is the Holy Spirit who descend upon him and remain on him that he can, as he continues to work.
一直在哪里做带领的工作。
It is the Holy Spirit who continues to do the work to lead him and guide him.
我们看见第一个问题就是既圣灵在基督身上是在哪里
Well, where is this recording about the Holy Spirit which descended upon the Lord Jesus?
我们看是玛利亚是圣灵感孕生了主耶稣基督。
The first recording we know that he was conceived of the Holy Spirit, that he was even covered in the womb of Mary, he was conceived of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣基督是圣灵感孕。
That he was conceived of the Holy Spirit.
在路加福音第一章三十五节里头所说的。
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verse 35, there it tells us,
当时呢天使向玛利亚传信息。
At that time, the angel declared this glad tidings to Mary.
他对耶稣的母亲玛利亚说。
So, this angel said to Mary, the mother of Jesus, saying,
他说你比首先向他问安的。
And so first, the angel greets her.
说蒙大恩的女子我问你安。
And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee.
因为神已经与你同在了。
Because the Lord is with you.
这个玛利亚听见这个问安很惊慌。
And so when Mary heard such a greeting, she was troubled at the saying.
她又仿佛思前这个问安是什么意思。
And cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be.
天使就对她说玛利亚你不要害怕。
So the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary.
你在神面前已经蒙恩了。
For thou hast found favor with God.
你又怀孕生子你要给他起名叫耶稣
And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and thou shalt call his name Jesus
因为他要伟大比称为至高者的儿子
He shall be great and shall be called the son of the highest
主神要把大卫的位给他
And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David
他要做雅各家的王直到永远
And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever
他的国没有穷尽
And of his kingdom there shall be no end
玛利亚听了
And when Mary heard this
人很紧张
She was frightened
她说我没有出嫁怎么有这回事呢
And she asked how shall this be seeing I know not a man
天使就回答她说
And so the angel answered and said unto her
圣灵要临到你身上
The Holy Spirit shall come upon you
因此你所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子
And the power of the highest shall overshadow you therefore also That holy which shall come be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.
这里头讲圣灵要临在他身上。
Here it tells us that the Holy Spirit shall come upon her.
神的大能要荫蔽他。
And that the power of the Most High God shall overshadow her.
下面又说
And then it
出于神的话没有一句不带那里的。
That all the words of God are with power.
那我们看在马太福音第一章里头十八节到二十一节也提到这个问题。
Likewise, we see in the recording of the gospel in Matthew chapter 1 verses 18 to 20.
他说玛利亚是怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
That she was again recorded that it was conceived of the Holy Spirit.
天使在梦中向约瑟说话。
And、in the dream, the angel spoke to Joseph.
他说你只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来
and to tell him to take Mary to be his wife
因他所怀的孕是从圣灵来的
for she is conceived in her of the Holy Spirit
他要生一个儿子你要给他起名叫耶稣
and she shall bring forth a son and thou shall call his name Jesus
因他要把自己的百姓从罪恶里头救出来
for he shall save his people from their sins
他又对约瑟说
And the angel continued to say to Joseph
这要应验主先知所说的话
This is done that it may be fulfilled which was spoken of the prophet
生的孩子要称他为以马内利
And they shall call his name Emmanuel
以马内利就是神与我们同在
Emmanuel meaning that God be with us
这里头给我们看见主耶稣出生是由圣灵感应来的。
From these recordings, we're able to see how our Lord Jesus was conceived of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣不是从亚当夏娃来的。
For he was not from the line of Adam and Eve.
因为从亚当夏娃来的那是由罪的遗传。
For that which is from the Adamic race would be made a sinner.
那是从亚当夏娃传下来的都是罪的族类。
They are also in the race of Adam, then they are a race of sinners.
那罪的族类就不能做人的救主了。
If he was from the lineage of sinners, then he cannot be the savior of all men.
我们看主耶稣他不是从亚当夏娃这个族类下来。
We're able to see then our Lord Jesus was not from the race of Adam and Eve.
主耶稣是从圣灵来的。
He was conceived of the Holy Spirit.
因此主耶稣从胎儿里头就是有圣灵在哪里。
Therefore, from our Lord himself, he is full of the Holy Spirit.
因此主耶稣是不会犯罪的。
Therefore, our Lord will not, cannot sin.
因为圣灵活跃那是圣洁的。
Because he is conceived of the Holy Spirit, he is holy.
是无罪的。
He is sinless.
因此主耶稣是不会犯罪。
Therefore, our Lord cannot sin.
是完全圣洁的。
And he is holy without blame.
主耶稣也是在圣灵里头不断的成长。
And our Lord continued to grow in the Spirit.
从儿童一直到青年一直到成人
as a child as a teenager and until being manhood
都是在圣灵的能力里面生长的
he grew in the power of the Holy Spirit
我们知道主耶稣到八岁的时候
we know when our Lord Jesus was 8 years old
他的父母亲带他到耶路撒冷去守节
when our, his earthly parents took him to the temple to keep the festivals
那守节好了父母亲回去了
after keeping up the festival they went on their way home
他以为小孩是跟着其他人走的
they thought that as the children they were all grouped together alone
这个走了一天路程好像找不到他
Now, after a day's journey they could not find Jesus
找不到他他们又回到耶路撒冷去
because they could not find him so they returned back to Jerusalem
去找这个小孩
and they found this child
这个找了三天找不到
Now, they did not find him for 3 days
后来在殿里头圣殿里头看见他
later on they found him in the temple
父母亲非常稀奇
and theparents were very anxious.
他对耶稣说
So they said to Jesus,
哎呀你的父母亲是很伤心的来找你
Do you not know that your parents are anxiously looking for you?
你为什么这样做呢
Why did you act in this way?
主耶稣怎么说呢
And how did the Lord Jesus answer them?
他的岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗
He answered them,Do you not know that I ought to be mindful about my father's business?
我们看才八岁的，才十二岁的小孩。
So at this time, the Lord Jesus was 12, and we can see how he answered them.
他心所传的。
And what was in full in his heart?
他是以神的事为念。
That he was mindful of the father's business.
因此他虽然在约瑟的家里。
And though he grew up in the house of Joseph,
在哪里长大
And there he grew.
他是过着隐藏的生活
And he lived a very hidden life.
一直到三十岁
Until he was 30 years old.
那时间到了
In the fullness of time.
下面还有三年半的时间
There was another 3.5 years for him.
他这时候要起来
And it was at this time he was
离开他隐藏的生活
To depart from his hidden life.
要在哪里接受神给他的差遣
there he was to receive which was entrusted to him by God the Father
接受神给他的使命
to accept that commission from God the Father
因此他就离开拿撒勒
and there he departed from Nazareth
到约旦河那里要受施洗约翰的浸
and there he went to the river Jordan to be baptized of John the Baptist
这时候他开始要为神在哪里工作。
It was at that time he will begin his ministry for God.
他在哪里要接受神伟大的差遣。
And there he is to receive that commitment from God the Father.
因此他到约旦河那里要受施洗约翰的祭。
So there he went to the River Jordan to be received the baptism of John.
当时施洗约翰就想拉住他。
And at that time, John the Baptist wanted to forbid him.
他说我应该受你的祭，你反倒到我这里来了。
And John the Baptist said, I ought to be baptized by you. How can I baptize you?
主耶稣什么时候呢？
And what did the Lord Jesus say?
他说你暂且许我，我们应当如此敬主办的义。
And Jesus answered that we ought to do this to fulfill all righteousness.
主耶稣要到约旦河这里尽主办的义。
And so our Lord Jesus went to the River Jordan to receive the baptism of John to fulfill all righteousness.
我们知道约旦河是什么一回事。
Do we understand about this River Jordan?
以色列人从埃及出来以后又过了连道河。
Now when the people of people of Israel had to depart from Egypt, they had to cross two water.
第一道就是红海。
The first water they needed to cross was the Red Sea.
以色列人蒙羔羊血的拯救，在红海里头受浸归了摩西。
And they were crossing through the Red Sea to be washed in the blood of the Lamb to be baptized into Moses.
然后就有四十年在旷野漂流。
And there they wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
经历四十年的旷野的道路。
And they have wandered 40 years of experience in the wilderness.
到后来又过了一条河。
Then second body of water which they had to cross.
这就是约旦河。
And that is the River Jordan.
我们知道以色列人过约旦河以后就是进入迦南了。
We know once they cross the River Jordan, they will enter into Canaan.
那这约旦河给我们看见什么事情？
So then what does the River Jordan signify for us?
以色列人借着约柜，他进入约旦河底。
The Israelites carrying the ark have to enter into the depth of the River Jordan.
他每一个支派都带着一块石头。
And each one of each tribe had to have carry a stone.
一共是十二块石头。
So there were 12 stones.
带到约旦河，埋在约旦河里面。
So each tribe would carry one stone into the bottom of the River Jordan and have it buried there.
在约旦河里头又带着另外的十二块石头。
Then, from the bottom of the River Jordan, they would pick up a stone from the river.
带到约旦河西岸去了。
And they will bring that stone, which is from the river, into the west bank, the other side of the river.
留在岸旁，当作石碑，作为纪念。
And they will set up those 12 stones on the other side of the river and the west bank as a memorial.
这圣灵引导以色列人做这些事情是什么意思？
And as the Holy Spirit leads the Israelites in this journey, what is the meaning?
这里告诉我们一件事，就是十二支派的以色列人要进到约旦河里面，把这个十二块石头都浸在里面。
These actions tell us the Israelites were led to bring 12 stones from the other side into the River Jordan to be covered.
这就是把以色列人旧的东西都埋在约旦河里面。
This signifies all that is of the old will be buried in the river.
约旦河是预表十字架。
The River Jordan signifies for us the cross.
以色列人要把旧的都埋在约旦河里面。
The people of Israel must bury all that is of the old in the river.
也就是说，借着十字架 把旧的东西都除去。
In other words, it is through the cross all that which is old will be removed.
然后带着十二块石头又从西岸上来了。
At the same time, to bring 12 stones from the river into the other side on the west bank.
经过十字架的对付之后呢，进到了迦南去了。
In other words, now after being dealt with by the cross, through the cross, they can enter into Canaan.
到迦南地去享受蜜和奶的丰富。
It is then in the promised land in Canaan where they enjoy the fullness of the honey and the milk.
也就是在那里享受基督所给他的一切丰盛。
In other words, there they can enjoy all the fullness of Christ.
因此以色列人必须要再经过约旦河。
Therefore, the people of Israel must go through the River Jordan.
这进入经过约旦河的是以色列人的下一代的。
It is the second generation of the Israelites who can have this experience.
是新一代的。
It is the new generation.
旧一代的都过去了。
The previous, the old generation has passed away.
那今天主耶稣要到约旦河里受浸。
Now the Lord Jesus is to be baptized in the River Jordan.
主耶稣说他要尽诸般的义。
It is to fulfill all righteousness.
我们知道主耶稣是生在律法之下。
We know our Lord was born under the law.
他要在哪里成全律法的义。
But he have come to fulfill the law and all the righteousness.All the requirements of the law.
因此主耶稣生出来第八天就受割礼。
So even on our Lord was born and he was circumcised on the eighth day.
后来到了接近的时间。
And nearing his time.
那一般妇女生男孩是接近时间是33天。
For the people who were born, bear children, they usually are cleansed after 33 days.
生女孩的接近的时间是66天。
And for those who bear daughters, their days of cleansing are 66 days.
甚至在利未记给我们看见的。
These laws are written to us, we read them from Leviticus.
那主耶稣生出来以后的玛利亚满了接近的时间就把主耶稣抱到圣殿里头去。
So after our Lord was born, after her days of cleansing are over, Mary took the baby Jesus into the temple.
要把这个头胎的男孩奉献给神。
And she was to dedicate her firstborn to God.
这里大家都很熟悉碰到一个西面。
We are very familiar with that recording. When they went to the temple, they saw Simon.
这个西面是有很虔诚敬拜神的人。
Simeon, and he was a very devout of the Lord.
他在年老的时候圣灵感动他要看见神所立的救恩。
And he was an elderly person, but the Lord promised him that he shall see the consolation of Israel.
因此他们看见玛利亚跟约瑟抱这个小孩进殿的时候。
So when Simeon saw Joseph and Mary bring this child Jesus into the temple,
他灵里头就看见了。
In his spirit, he saw.
这个小孩就是神所预备的救恩。
Now, this child is the salvation, the consolation which God has prepared.
他非常欢喜快乐就把这个小孩抱过去。
And with joy, he held this child.
在那里给他祝福。
And he blessed the child.
他也祷告说父啊如今可以释放仆人安然去世。
And he prayed to God the Father and said, now he can be received by God in peace.
因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩。
For my eyes have beheld thy salvation.
就是你在万民面前所预备的。
And this is the salvation which you have prepared for all nations.
那耶稣这时候父母亲把他献上给神。
So at that time, the parents then dedicated the child to God.
那现在耶稣到约旦河受浸。
Now at this particular time, the Lord Jesus went to the River Jordan to be baptized.
我们知道施洗约翰是给以色列人受浸。
We know that John the Baptist was baptizing the people of Israel.
这个浸是悔改的浸。
And this is a baptism unto repentance.
以色列人应该有悔改。
For the people of Israel need repentance.
借着受浸来预备自己的心迎接主的来。
It is through this baptism of repentance to prepare their hearts to receive that one which is to come.
这是悔改的浸。
And this is a baptism unto repentance.
但是主耶稣没有犯罪啊。
But our Lord Jesus, he did not sin.
他用不着悔改。
He did not need this baptism of repentance.
但是他呢为了这个主进主办的义而在这里站在罪人的地位上面受浸。
But the Lord Jesus, for the sake to fulfill all righteousness in the position as a substitute for the sinners, he was baptized with this baptism.
这是在那里尽律法要求的义。
And there, he fulfilled what was required of the law. He fulfilled that requirement of the law.
那我们知道主耶稣在这时候他是出来要做神所差他的使命。
So we know that from henceforth the Lord Jesus was to carry out the ministry of God the Father.
那他在这里并不是受悔改的浸。
There he did not receive the baptism of repentance.
他是要站在罪人的地位上
But in the position of sinners
来受浸
He was baptized
那我们知道主耶稣在这里不但是要成全尽这个律法的义
We know that our Lord Jesus there was not only to fulfill all the requirements of the righteousness of the law
我们知道他前面的道路就是神所托付的使命。
But we know the journey ahead, which was what God the Father have entrusted to him.
他要工作，要完成神的旨意。
And he is to work to fulfill that will of God the Father.
那我们知道神他必须要满足他自己的公义。
And we know that God himself must fulfill all his own righteousness.
主耶稣也是在这里借着受浸来宣告要满足神的义。
Therefore, through that baptism, our Lord Jesus himself is declaring that he fulfilled that righteous will of God the Father.
我们知道亚当夏娃犯罪以后人都是不义的。
We know that after Adam and Eve sinned, that all were made unrighteous.
那神是公义的，神一定要满足他公义的要求。
Now God is righteous, and His righteous will demands must be met.
那主耶稣要工作了。
Now in order for the Lord to begin His work,
他要怎么样来满足神的义呢
？How then is He to fulfill that righteous requirement of God?
他这里头要将自己的义来代替不义的。
There, he is to use himself as that righteousness for the unrighteous.
他在这里约旦河在这里宣告。
There in the River Jordan, he proclaimed.
他要用义的来代替不义的。
That he is the righteous for the unrighteous.
他而且能够使那些信他的人也都得到义。
And he is also there proclaiming all those who believe in him will also be made righteous.
来满足神公义的要求。
To satisfy that righteous demand of God.
因此主耶稣在这里要完成这么个义。
Therefore with that baptism he is to fulfill such
righteousness. 他必须被浸在约旦河里面。
He himself must be baptized in the River Jordan.
他愿意经历这个十字架。
And he was willing to experience the cross.
因为主耶稣是幕后的亚当。
Because Jesus is that last Adam.
他在这里宣告说我要接受亚当所留下来的一切旧的东西。
Therefore, he is there proclaiming, I'm to put an end to all that remained from the Adamic race.
他要借着受浸来宣告说，他要接受亚当里头的一切。
It is through this baptism he is to proclaim that he will put an end to all that is Adamic.
要接受亚当遗留下来的罪诅。
And to put an end to all the sin that was the effectual sin of Adam.
要接受亚当旧造里头的一切
and to put an end to all the old creation of Adam.
因此他必须受浸
Therefore, he must receive that baptism.
他这个受浸不是犹太人的受浸
And this baptism wasn't the baptism for the Jews.
他在这里做一个宣告
Because there he is making this proclamation.
因为他要在这里完成神的旨意
Because there he is proclaiming he will finish and do the finish the will of God.
他现在要出去来完成神给他的一切的托付
From henceforth, he is to go forth to complete all that was entrusted to him by God.
因此他在这里约旦河这里做一个宣告。
Therefore, here at the River Jordan, he made this declaration.
他在这里尽诸般的义。
And there he is to fulfill all righteousness.
那他从约旦河上来呢?
So then, after he ascended from the River Jordan,
要带着新生命的作录下来
and he is to bring on this newness of life
因此他从约旦河上来就要带一批属灵生命的作录
therefore when he was risen out of the river Jordan he is to bring forth with him this new creation of life
这也就是给我们看见耶稣在这里的受浸是要接受亚当的
So we're able to see that baptism there is to put an end to the Adamic race.
要带进新的咒诅。
But it's to bring forth then a new race.
这新的咒诅就是神所要求的。
And this new race is what's required of God.
因此我们看见主耶稣在约旦湖里头这个受浸尽诸般的义。
Therefore, when we see the Lord Jesus being baptized in the River Jordan, it's to fulfill all righteousness.
是非常重大的一件事。
And it is a very important task.
他完全存着一个顺服的心来顺服神的旨意。
It was in perfect obedience that he submitted to the will of God the Father.
他表示愿意借着死来完成这一件事。
With this action, he is signifying that he is willing to be obedient even unto death to complete this will of God.
因此他必须下到约旦河里头。
So he must enter into the River Jordan.
把亚当下来的东西都埋在约旦河里面。
So that he can put an end and bury all that is of Adam in the River Jordan.
他约旦从约旦河上来
and as he was risen out of the water of the river of Jordan
要带进新生命的东西
he brings forth with him then this newness of life
当他这样尽诸般的义
and when he fulfilled all righteousness in this fashion
当他完全顺服神的旨意的时候
when he was in perfect obedience to God the Father
我们看见他一上来天忽然为他开了。
We can see how the heavens opened then.
我们知道天本来是开的。
We know that the heaven originally was always open.
神找亚当夏娃的时候安排在伊甸园里头神就常常给他们来往。
Now for when God created Adam and Eve and placed them in the Garden of Eden, he always came to have fellowship with them.
常常有交通。
He always came to commune with them.
但是亚当夏娃犯罪之后呢
But after Adam and Eve sinned,
天就关闭了。
Henceforth, the heavens closed.
人没有办法达到神面前。
There was no means by which man can come to God.
人跟神之间的交通就断掉了。
The fellowship between man and God was broken.
因为罪的缘故，神没有办法再见人的面。
Because of sin, God could not come to see man and have fellowship with man.
当我们看见主耶稣在约旦河这里尽诸般的义
But there when we see how our Lord Jesus fulfilled all the righteousness in the river Jordan.
他在这里要满足神的要求。
And there he fulfilled that requirement of God.
因此呢天依着他就再打开了。
Therefore the heavens opened again.
地要借着主耶稣基督跟神之间来恢复关系。
Now the earth through the Lord Jesus is able to once again have that fellowship with heaven.
因为主耶稣他自己讲，他就是道路、真理、生命。
For our Lord Jesus Himself said, "I am the truth, the way, and the life."
地上的人借着主耶稣这个道路，可以通到神面前来了。
And now.Earth, the people have a way through Jesus, the way to go to heaven.
因此我们看见主耶稣在约旦河里头进主般的义，天就开了。
Therefore, when the Lord fulfilled all righteousness at the river Jordan, the heavens opened.
那天开了，第二件事我们看见什么呢？
Now, after the heavens opened, what was the next thing we see?
圣灵黄袍各自降下来了。
That the Holy Spirit as a dove descended.
住在主的身上。
And abode upon our Lord Jesus.
天不但为他开了。
Now the heavens not only open because of him.
而且圣灵下来了。
But the Holy Spirit came.
圣灵建在他身上，就要叫他，给他一个能力。
And the Holy Spirit descended upon him to give him power.
我们知道圣灵是带着能力下来。
And we know the Holy Spirit descended with power.
因为主耶稣在这边尽主般的义了。
Because our Lord Jesus now has fulfilled all righteousness.
主耶稣要在这里带着新生命的作论。
And there he is to bring forth this race with the newness of life.
这前面的路还很长。
And there is still a long journey ahead.
圣灵下来加他的力量。
It is the Holy Spirit who descended to add strength to him.
因此主耶稣就满有能力。
So now the Lord Jesus is full of power.
来完成神的托付。
Able to...finish that which was committed to him by God the Father. We see the Holy Spirit descend.
Oh, 天上又发出声音来。
And there's a voice from heaven.
神在哪里亲自宣告。
And God himself proclaimed there.
他说这是我的爱子我所喜悦的。
This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
因为主耶稣要为了神旨意的完成。
Because our Lord Jesus came to do the very will of God the Father.
他完全顺服下来。
And in perfect obedience he came.
他愿意尽主般的义。
And he was willing to fulfill all the righteousness.
他的行为他的态度得到了神的喜悦。
And such action, such attitude was pleasing to God the Father.
我们看见神在哪里宣告。
And so there we see God proclaim.
哦，这时候他从约旦河上来，就看见天开了，圣灵黄袍各自降在他身上了，又有发神发声音，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Therefore, when he's risen above the water of the river Jordan, we see these three things, the heavens open,The Holy Spirit descended as a dove, and there was a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased.
Oh, 天上向他打开。
And now the heavens are open.
这是非常奇妙的事啊。
This is wonderful.
神在那里亲自做着宣告。
That God himself there is declaring.
那我们看见主耶稣受在约旦河受浸之后呢
We see after our Lord Jesus was baptized in the river Jordan,
他是被圣灵充满。
He was full of the Holy Spirit.
那下面我们又看见圣灵要引导他前面的路了。
Now then we can see how the Holy Spirit will lead his journey ahead.
在路加福音第四章，马太福音也第四章前面一段，给我们看见的。
In both chapters 4, in Matthew and Luke, we can see his journey ahead.
是圣灵引导耶稣到旷野接受魔鬼的试探。
We see how it was the Holy Spirit who drove him into the wilderness to receive the temptation of the devil.
我们看圣灵又引导他。
We can see how the Holy Spirit led him.
圣灵为什么要引导他在旷野受试探呢？
Now why did the Holy Spirit lead him into the wilderness to be tempted?
我们常常念主的祷文里头讲，主叫我们什么呢？要免去试探，要脱离凶恶。
And how we may be questioning then, how even in the Lord's own prayer, He teaches us to pray that we shall be delivered from temptation from the evil one.
哎，这里头圣灵为什么要引他到旷野接受试探呢？
Why is it that we read that it was the Holy Spirit who led him, who drove him into the wilderness to be tempted?
我们知道始祖亚当夏娃在伊甸园里头。
We know when our forefathers Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
受试探的时候怎么样呢？ 失败了。
When they were tempted, they failed.
亚当夏娃受到撒旦的引诱。
Adam and Eve was tempted of Satan.
因为他的失败把全人类都带进罪恶里面。
Because of their disobedience, it led all the human race into sin.
把管理地上的权都交给撒旦了。
And they handed over the right to rule over all the land to Satan.
那我们主耶稣是末后的亚当。
And so our Lord Jesus, he is the last Adam.
他借着约旦河的浸，把旧的东西都过去了。
Through the baptism of the river Jordan, he removed all that was old.
带进新的了。
And he has brought in that which is new.
因此圣灵要因他接受魔鬼的试探。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit led him to be tempted of the devil.
在试探当中要得胜。
And through the temptation, he is to be victor.
也只有主耶稣能够在撒旦的试探面前胜过了。
And it is only the Lord Jesus who can triumph over the temptation of Satan.
因此他必须经过旷野受到魔鬼的试探。
Therefore, he must go through the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
在试探当中借着得胜来宣告说他神的独生儿子主耶稣基督他能够胜过一切。
And through the victory of the temptation that he is able to proclaim as the Son of God that he is victor over all.
他能够胜过撒旦的权势。
He is able to be victor over the power of Satan.
因此圣灵把他引导旷野
接受试探。 Therefore, it was the Holy Spirit who led him into the wilderness to be tempted.
借着试探我们看见他得胜。
And we can see he indeed triumphed over those temptations.
这里头常细的情况大家都很熟悉了。
I believe we're all very familiar with those temptations.
接下去呢？
And then,
耶稣传道了。
Now, the Lord Jesus began to preach.
传道他讲话都带着权柄和能力。
And he preached as one with power and authority.
圣灵一直在带领他。
And the Holy Spirit continued to lead him.
他行了许多神迹。
And he performed many miracles.
证明他是神的儿子。
To prove that he is the Son of God.
他可以叫瞎眼的看见。
And he caused the blind to
see. 耳聋的听见。
The deaf to hear.
哑巴的说话。
And the dumb to speak.
死人复活。
And to raise those who are dead.
啊，行了那么多的神迹。
And he performed all such miracles.
证明他是神的儿子。
To prove that he is the Son of God.
证明他是得胜的。
To show that he is victor.
胜过撒旦的权势。
And triumph over all the power of Satan.
他也赶鬼。
And he cast out the demons.
那我们看圣灵接下去又引他到十字架上。
We can see how at the end the Holy Spirit led him to the cross.
在希伯来书第九章里头十四节告诉我们。
And in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14 there it tells us.
主耶稣他借着永远的灵。
That the Lord Jesus through the eternal spirit.
把自己当作祭物献给神。
Offered himself without spot to God.
这就是他上十字架说的。
And that is what he did on the cross, and he said,
借着永远的灵带到十字架上。
And it is through that eternal spirit he was brought to offer himself at the cross.
我们知道耶稣上十字架不是那么简单的事情。
Well, now we know it is not an easy thing at all for our Lord Jesus to be on the cross.
在克西邦里祷告的时候。
Even as he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
挣扎得很厉害啊。
And what struggle and anguish there.
他最终他是顺服神。
But at the last, he's in perfect obedience to God the Father. And the Holy Spirit descended to add strength to him.
带他上十字架。
And led him to be offered on the cross.
我们知道在十字架上我们的主耶稣完成了神托付的使命。
We know that on the cross the Lord Jesus completely fulfilled the commitment by God the Father.
他在十字架上义的代替不义的。
And on the cross he was the righteous for the unrighteous.
他在十字架上面完成了律法对人的定罪。
And there on the cross he fulfilled all the condemnation of the law upon man.
他满足了神公义的要求。
And he fulfilled all the righteous demands of God.
他也借着死流出宝血。
And through his death, his precious blood was shed.
把许多人啊从罪恶里头拯救出来。
And have purchased many from death.
他又借着死。
And through death.
也把我们信的人都带到十字架上，同时。
At the same time, then brought with us all those who believe.To be nailed with him on the cross.
借着十字架来对付我们自己里头亚当的东西。
And through the cross, we'll deal with all that is of the flesh, that which is Adamic.
把我们的生命带到高峰。
And he is to bring our life into the highest.
主耶稣也借着十字架上的死。
And our Lord Jesus, through the death on the cross.
释放他自己的生命。
At the same time, released his own life.
他也借着十字架上的死。
And through the death of the cross.
败坏了魔鬼的权势。
And he have destroyed the power of the evil one.
哦，他在十字架上完成神所有的托付啊。
And he have completely fulfilled all that was entrusted to him by God the Father.
因此他在十字架上面能够高呼说成了。
Therefore he's able to loudly proclaim on the cross,
神的旨意成了。
That the will of God is finished.
救赎的工作成了。
And the work of redemption is done.
我们主耶稣在十字架上完成神所有的工作。
On the cross, our Lord Jesus completed all the work of God the Father.
那我们又看见圣灵又把他从死里带出来。
And we continue to see how the Holy Spirit led him out of death into life.
他死在坟墓里头三天又活过来了。
And he died and was buried, and on the third day he was risen.
再活过来里面有三个啊，这个三二一神一起在哪里动工。
And there, through the death and the resurrection, the triune God all together was at work.
他借着神的能力从死里复活。
It was by the power, the might of God the Father, who was raised from the dead.
主耶稣也说他凭着自己的权柄复活。
And the Lord Jesus proclaimed by his own power,He was able to be raised again.
他在约翰福音里头讲啊，我这个这个我有权柄舍去，我也有权柄带回来。
And for he proclaimed the gospel according to John, I have the right to lay down my life, and also I have the power to pick it back up.
那圣灵也在哪里？给他能力。
It was also the Holy Spirit who strengthened him.
把他从死里带出来。
And raised him out of the dead.
这是在罗马书第八章里头告诉我们。
And we read that in Romans chapter 8.
因此呢，我们看圣灵带他死，也带他复活。
We can see then it is also the work of the Holy Spirit who led him to die and also who led him out of death.
那在地上四十天之久。
And he was on earth after his resurrection for 40 days.
向门徒解释天国的道理。
And he showed himself to the disciples and also explained to them the teachings of the kingdom.
后来在橄榄山驾着云升天。
And later on, then on Mount of Olives, he was.Ascended on the cloud.
因此我们看见耶稣在一生在地上都是圣灵一步一步的带领他。
Therefore, we're able to see how the Lord Jesus, while on earth, he was led step by step by the Holy Spirit.
他是完全被圣灵充满的人。
He was one who was completely filled of the Spirit.
他里里外外都是圣灵在哪里把他浸在哪里。
Within and without, he was overshadowed and powered by the Holy Spirit.
因此呢，只有主耶稣基督他本身才能够给人用圣灵施浸。
Therefore, it is only the Lord Himself who is able to baptize others with the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵施浸，我们知道是在无旬节。
Now we are very familiar with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which occurred on the day of Pentecost.
当门徒一共有一百二十个在那边同心合一祷告的时候呢？祷告十天，圣灵就光下来了。
We know how the 120 disciples gathered together in one accord in prayer for 10 days, how the Holy Spirit then descended.
这圣灵就光下来是什么回事？
And what is this pouring out of the Holy Spirit about?
就是主耶稣基督从死里复活升天了，得了荣耀了。
It is because the Lord Jesus was dead and was risen and he ascended on high and received his glory.
他在荣耀里头就光下来。
And in glory he was poured forth.
把那120个同心合意祷告的门徒们都浸在圣灵里面。
And for the 112 disciples who were in prayer in one accord were baptized together as one in the Spirit.
在地上建立他最初的教会。
And on earth, then he established a very early church.
因此在马太福音十六章里头说过。
Therefore, he said in Matthew chapter 16,
他对彼得说，我要把我的教会建造在磐石上。
He said to Peter, I will build my church upon this rock.
阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And the gates of Hades shall not overpower it.
这是主耶稣降临在地上。
It was our Lord Jesus who came.Unto this world.
借着圣灵把一批信徒浸在里面。
And through the Spirit, he baptized those who believe into one body.
成了一个教会。
To become the church.
主耶稣讲，他要把他的教会建造在这磐石上。
This is what our Lord meant when he said, I will build my church upon this rock.
这里我们看见主耶稣基督给人用圣灵施浸。
And we can see then that is how the Lord Jesus baptized with the Holy Spirit.
那因为时间关系，下面还有一大段，那等以后嘛再看，有机会看主施怜悯啊，再看下面施浸的一个经历，圣灵浸到后果。
Now, because of time, we have to wrap up, Lord willing, with the other words to come, how we experience this process of the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the result of this being baptized as one body in the future. Lord willing, we can share on that.
我们今天所看见的就是施洗约翰在这里宣告，只有耶稣基督才能够用圣灵
Today we shared as what John the Baptist proclaimed that only the Lord Jesus himself is able to baptize with the Holy Spirit.
这施浸的发生就是在五旬节那一天。
And this baptism of the Holy Spirit practically took place on the day of Pentecost.
得了荣耀的耶稣基督从天上浇灌下来。
It was Jesus in glory who poured forth himself from above and poured himself down.
把许多接受耶稣做救主的人都浸在一个身体里。
So all those who believe and accept him as Savior will be baptized into one body.
我们真感谢主，我们都有份在圣灵的浸里面。
And we are so thankful to the Lord because we all are partakers of such a baptism.
一起在这里照着圣灵的引导走前面的路。
So that together, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we can journey ahead.
我们真感谢主。
We are indeed very thankful to the Lord.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our head in a word of prayer.
主啊，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how thankful we are to thee.
我们这一批都是蒙你血救赎的人。
We are a group who have been redeemed by thy blood.
我们不但有机会脱离罪恶，
Not only have we been delivered from sin,
而且能够进到你新的生命里面，
but we can also enter into the newness of life.
主啊，也借着你圣灵的带领，
and Lord, through thy guidance of the Holy Spirit,
叫我们的生命能够不断的成长，
so that this life can continue to grow,
不断的从你那里领受丰富的恩典，
and continue to receive the fullness of grace from thee.
主啊，我们真何等欢喜快乐。
Lord, how joyful and glad we are.
叫我们有份在你的国度里面。
That we are partakers of thy kingdom.
主啊，求你与我们同在。
Lord, may thou be with us.
加添我们的力量。
And add strength unto us.
叫我们在你圣灵的引导下面越走越有力量。
So that through the guidance and empowering of thy spirit, the more we go, the more strength we have.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
求你施恩怜悯我们。
O Lord, be gracious and merciful unto us.
我们到你面前祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in thy presence in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.